Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in San Diego. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Friday, July 26th. You'll be interested to know, 34 years ago, today in 1990, the Americans with Disabilities Act was signed into law by President George W. Bush, providing civil rights protections to individuals with physical and mental disabilities, and guaranteeing them equal opportunity in public accommodations, employment, transportation, state and local government services, and telecommunications. So now you know. And now, it's time for the Surf Report. Expect thigh to waist-high waves Friday with semi-glassy conditions and light onshore winds early, turning semi-choppy with 5 to 10 mile per hour winds later. Saturday, anticipate waist-high waves with glassy mornings and semi-bumpy afternoons as variable winds shift. Sunday morning will have knee to thigh-high waves with occasional waist-high sets, building to waist to stomach-high by afternoon, with semi-glassy mornings turning semi-choppy as onshore winds increase to 10 to 15 miles per hour. For the beginning of the week, expect waist to chest-high waves Monday with semi-glassy conditions in the morning and semi-choppy afternoons with onshore winds. Friday at Tourmaline and South San Diego. It's looking fair until 10 a.m. at 2 feet. After then, it will be until sunset. Best time to ride is at 8 a.m. with a 1 foot low tide, when the west swell is 1.5 feet at 13 seconds, and the onshore wind is 4 miles per hour. The first low tide Friday will be 1 foot at 7:30 a.m. with a 5 foot high tide just after 1 p.m. This morning, it's partly cloudy and feels like 72 degrees with 3 mile per hour wind. The sunset will take place at 7:50 and it will rise again tomorrow at 5:59. It looks like we're in for some patchy fog before 11 a.m. Otherwise, mostly cloudy, then gradually becoming sunny with a high near 80 and wind of 5 to 10 mile per hour. Tonight, it'll be cloudy with a low around 66. Looking ahead in the weather, expect patchy fog each morning from Saturday to Wednesday, gradually clearing by mid-morning. Daytime highs will be in the mid-70s with light west winds. Nights will be cloudy with lows in the mid-60s and fog returning late. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, San Diego's troubled carrier, the USS Boxer, faces another long stay in a repair yard. The San Diego-based assault ship, which has spent more time in repairs than traveling the open seas in recent years, will be sidelined again upon returning from deployment, the Navy said. The 843-foot aircraft carrier, currently en route to the Indo-Pacific, is scheduled to enter an unnamed shipyard in April for repairs and upgrades, lasting 18 months. Following a 5-year service gap, the ship deployed on April 1st, but returned to San Diego Bay 10 days later due to rudder issues. Now on to sports. As the doping scandal hovers over the start of the Paris Olympics, the United States swim team is calling for fairness. 7-time Olympic gold medalist Katie Ledecky and fellow American swimmers support stringent anti-doping policies. Ledecky emphasized the importance of rules being applied fairly and consistently worldwide. This comes after revelations that 23 Chinese swimmers tested positive for trimetazidine, a banned heart drug, before the Tokyo Olympics, yet faced no punishment. The World Anti-Doping Agency accepted China's findings that the substance was unintentionally ingested. United States head men's coach Anthony Nesty advocates for greater transparency to keep the sport clean and safe. In local sports, the Padres on the road beat the Nationals 3-0. Congratulations to Dylan Cease, who threw the second no-hitter in Padres history today. And tonight, the Padres are back on the road in Baltimore to take on the Orioles. In top news, here is some promising news about Alzheimer's disease. Historically, Alzheimer's has perplexed doctors and scientists who struggle to understand its origins, progression, and treatment. However, recent scientific advancements are paving the way for breakthroughs in prevention, detection, and treatment. According to Heather E. Whitson, doctor and co-director of the Duke and University of North Carolina Alzheimer's Disease Research Center, these advancements could significantly impact the disease, which is the seventh leading cause of death in the United States. There is now much to be optimistic about in building stronger, more resilient brains. In business news, the launch of 9 Ethereum exchange-traded funds this week marked a significant milestone. Approved by the Securities and Exchange Commission on Monday, the funds drew a combined total of $107 million in inflows. BlackRock led, with $266 million. However, Grayscale saw massive outflows of $484 million. Despite the initial success, Ethereum's price dipped 0.8% since trading began. Analysts attribute the smaller inflows compared to Bitcoin ETFs to the SEC's ban on staking and Grayscale's 2.5% fee. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is just over $66,900. Ethereum is just over $3,200. And Solana is $174. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates with several locations in the San Diego area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class with locations in Encinitas, Solana Beach, Oceanside, La Jolla, and more. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk science. Scientists have opened up a 3,000-year-old crocodile, revealing extraordinary insights. Ancient Egyptians mummified these creatures in ceremonies dedicated to the crocodile god, Sobek. Using X-ray and CT scanning technologies, archaeologists at the University of Manchester explored the insides of a 7-foot crocodile kept at the Birmingham Museum and Art Gallery. Unlike human mummification, these crocodiles had their organs intact. Among the findings were gastroliths and a bronze fish hook, suggesting the crocodile was intentionally caught for sacrifice. This non-invasive study preserves the specimen for future display, offering a glimpse into ancient sacrificial rituals. And in entertainment news, Bob Marley expert Roger Steffens has sold his extensive reggae archive, valued at up to $3 million, to Joseph Bogdanovich. The sale, for an undisclosed multi-million dollar sum, includes the largest collection of Marley artifacts in the world. Bogdanovich, a longtime friend of Stefan's, plans to create a museum in Montego Bay to house the collection. Stefan's archive began in 1973 and includes rare items like a signed poster from Marley's 1978 concert. Stefan spent around $500,000 on this collection, which has been used by numerous authors and filmmakers for research. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American politician and 43rd president, George W. Bush. And he said, "To those of you who received honors, awards, and distinctions, I say, well done. And to the C students, I say, you too can be president of the United States." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the surf reports. Have an amazing weekend, my good friends. We'll see you Monday with another episode of Sunny Mornings in San Diego.